Hi, everyone. This is the Feast of Fun. Our podcast today is on the road because we're driving not to Washington, D.C. That's happening this weekend. We are right now going to a haunted house in Chicago. I am Fausto Furnos.
I'm Mark Fillion.
And we're joined here by our friend Michael Liat, the fabulous blogger.
Hey, everybody. How are you? Good to see you.
And longtime fabulous drag queen, now impresario and interior designer.
Long time.
long time. I mean, she's been around a drag.
You always do
Silky Jumbo. Well, that's, I don't know how else to describe you.
Well, hello there.
I would like, can you talk like Joan Crawford? Now, you were the first Joan Crawford impersonator that I ever met. And the first time I met you, Silky, you were about 6 foot five, and then you put on your heels, which made you 7 feet, 7 foot eight, and you were dressed up as a ginormous Joan Crawford.
Really? That was the first time? And was I swinging? I remember I made a a huge wire hanger that I got to hang off the ceiling of a nightclub and swing on.
I saw you doing that. I saw you doing that. Yeah,
and that was the Christina Crawford. That was the Chris. She had just put out the 20th anniversary of Mommy Dearest, the 20th anniversary edition, and they had some sort of press party at this nightclub, and so they hired a bunch of drag queens to be Joan. And
I actually spoke to Christina that night because I told her, and I said to her,
apologize.
Did you really?
She was like, oh, I love it. I've seen so many drag queens dressed as my mom, you wouldn't believe it.
And it was funny. I was telling her that my parents had met her parents at the opening of the Pepsi Cola plant in Erie, Pennsylvania. And she goes to me, oh, I was there for the opening of that. And I was like, my parents never mentioned her, but I pretended like they did. And I told her a fabulous story. I said, you know, my mother said that your mother was staying at the Holiday Inn and she had to have special ordered satin sheets for her to sleep into. She goes, that sounds so much like my mother. I'm sure that story is true.
Silky, what are we doing tonight? We're driving to a haunted house.
This is the preview event, the kind of like the dress rehearsal for it's called Chronicles of the Cursed Open House, or a Chronicles of the Cursed Haunted Halloween House, something like that.
What is the name of it?
Chronicles of the Cursed Haunted House.
Yes. Like CursedChicago.com.
So Chicago is cursed because we didn't get the Olympics, and the whole idea of this haunted house is going to have the ghosts of the dead Olympic athletes that never were.
The ghosts of 2016 that aren't going to happen.
Ooh, like Mayor Daley, I need my construction tax. Ooh. That's going to be kind of, is that scary though? I don't think it's that scary.
Financially, it's frightening.
Because
we want to do a little looky-loo because we're going to have an event there on October the 28th. And it's going to be like the gay version.
So we're going to have all these fabulous performers performing there, and including Mark and I are going to be hosting it. And it's a musical comedy review. And I think, Silky, you're going to dress up too.
Silky Jumbo will be there. Yes.
When was the last time you dressed up in drag?
Oh, I every couple months I open the box, you know.
Are you like the ping pong lady? Are you like the ping pong lady from where is it? Not Tu Wong Fu, the other one, Priscilla Queen of the Dust, who's like, my husband won't let me put on drag anymore.
I know, I'm Priscilla Queen of the Damned.
No more fucking ABBA.
So what can we expect in that show? Like, let's promote it. Pimp it out.
We're joined by the Scooty and JoJo Show, Chicago's inventors of Chicago's cult hit A Carpenter's Halloween. We also have a kind of burlesque, girlesque troupe called Off Broadway, who have a Halloween show that they're doing it at Davenport's and also somewhere else, but they're going to be joining us on October 28th and doing some of their Halloween show. There's the fabulous Madam X dragging it up.
She's one of the best tranny drag queens in Chicago, I would say, and the funniest. I loved her in Snow White and the Seven Hookers.
She was a lot of fun, too. And I'm looking forward to Esteban Cruz, who was on yesterday's train wreck of a show.
Oh, my God.
And he's going to be doing a Dead Freddie Mercury. So he's going to be singing songs from Queen.
And actually, he's a really great performer. Don't let yesterday's show scare you. He's going to be scary talented, not scary scary. Can we talk about yesterday's program just for a second?
What do you want to say about it?
What happened?
We apologize. Well, let's see. First of all, we had two guests, and one of the guests had a lot to drink and started taping, and I think he wasn't in the best of moods. And so he started lashing out.
Yes. Lash out!
Lash out!
That's the thing about sometimes is like, you know, for some people, just a little bit of alcohol goes, I know. This is Clybourne?
Yeah, don't go down.
We're driving right now.
Oh.
No, Mark's
on. Alcohol, Mark's driving. We're passengers. And
who got drunk?
Yeah, everybody did. But I think...
Who got drunk and mean?
Eric Sosa. And so, you know, I think that the best way to say this, Eric, if you're listening, is that this show is probably not the venue for you. That's what I say. It's not a good fit. But we love you as a person, and we appreciate the things that you do. It you're not doing yourself any favors by coming on our program. Yeah. And that's it. But it was a hot mess.
I can't wait to hear the show now.
Out of that way.
Negative publicity. Like, David Letterman's ratings have skyrocketed since he's become a philanderer.
He's finally cool.
Everybody likes negative crap, you know?
Maybe yesterday's show would be like a big hit because I thought that it was going to come to fisticuffs at some point.
No, but other parts of people's bodies did come together.
Oh, well, the thing about it is that it's, you know, I was left with a lot to clean up after, let's put it that way. And not in the pleasant way. And for $5, if you donate $5 to the Feast of Fun podcast, we'll email you the photo of the mess that I had to clean up.
It must have been a wild night at the Feast of Fun Laboratories.
You know, well, the thing about it is like, I was working on editing the show and editing the images for the program. And then I was like, you know, it's really quiet here all of a sudden. And quiet is never a good thing. And so I got up and I saw the mess they made in my bedroom. That's all I got to say. So, yeah, the Hershey Highway was...
Oh. It was as though somebody was driving a car and skidded.
Yeah, and that's all I'm going to say, you know, it's like, and this is my way of hopefully having the individuals who partook in this activity to reconsider their activities next time around. Yeah, and that's all I got to say. I'm not saying any names. I'm keeping their privacy. You can infer who it was, but... it might have been, you know, it might not be the guests that we actually had. You don't know who it is. But the guests that we had did not behave themselves in the best manner. And I'm sounding like President Obama. You know, how President Obama just wants to say, you left a bunch of shit on my bed, you assholes. But instead he's like, they did not behave themselves in the best manner. And they're, you know, we consider inviting them back in the future. It's not a good fit. That's President Obama's way of saying,
look, don't put poop on my bed.
I was so awful, and it was just like depressing and scary and sad, and that's how I felt about it.
A lot of bleach.
And I was like, this is not cool. It was just, I was heartbroken. Let's put it that way. It made me cry. And any thoughts, Michael?
I'm speechless.
Speechless too. I was like, because I discovered this as I was going to bed. And I was like,
wine poop, you know, like the really dark poop, or was it like a more of a lighter poop? Was it a white
like
wine?
If you were eating a lot of like, let's say, sweet potatoes.
Anyways, oh my goodness. So have you guys seen in the news the fantastic cage fighters who are super hot to begin with, and for some reason Halloween started early this year for them, so they were out in England in drag, and two young scallywags, two punks, decided, hey, let's go beat up the drag queens. And so they started beating up the drag queens. And of course, you just don't want to mess with a cage fighter.
I think that in UK, especially England, that dressing up in drag for guys, it's because a lot of the rugby guys will do it as jokes and they'll do it all together. So I think the guys, you know, did it sort of as like a little bonding thing for them. And yeah,
for
they,
Halloween.
No, not for Halloween. Just like
so they do it all the time.
All the time. They do like when we were in Amsterdam, there were all these parties and guys were like, why are you like really badly drag? And, you know, they were doing their bachelor parties and stuff.
They were the bitch for the night.
Yeah, exactly. So, but they got the crap beat out of them, which they totally deserve. And yay for UK for being a CCTV state where you can capture things like that and watch them whenever you want.
I've watched it 10 times already. It is so, you know, because the guys are really hot too. So it's like, it's not only vengeance, it's sexy vengeance.
Yeah, they're like, all right, you want to fuck me? I'll fuck you.
And the guys, those guys, like, they were ready to beat up too, because those cage fighters, they can throw those punches really fast. So like a normal drunk person.
Gay.
No, they weren't gay. They were just straight. I don't know if they were gay or straight, but they were in drag.
They were British, so of course they were a little gay.
You know? I've heard of gay cage dancers, but not gay cage fighters.
Oh, and they're so cute, you know? They have that little British sensibility, and there's broad shoulders and those scars on their face from all the fighting they do. It was great. And so the thing about it is if when you get into a fight with an average person, the punches come, you know, about once every 5 minutes. You know, you don't know me, punch. And another thing, punch. Where these guys is like, you don't boom, 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 boom. And it was done. And these guys like, it was not pretty. You know, and I'm anti-violence, but sometimes it's very satisfying to see payback in drag.
It was they were trying to physically harm the drag queens, and that's when the fight began. It wasn't as though it was just like a verbal assault against them, was it?
No, they physically attacked these drag queens, and these drag queens happened to be professional fighters who can throw five punches in 2 seconds.
I think we should hire some of them and like send them through town and like just bait people. Like, you want to fuck with the kid?
You know, where's the police? Hello? That would be a great use of, you know, because a lot of these cage fighters, they love to train.
They were the police were at the end of the street because they saw it on CCTV, and they actually caught the two guys that beat up the drag queens.
And the beautiful thing is they took everybody down to court, and then the guys who got the attackers who beat up the cage-fighting drag queens once again got their asses handed to them by the judge because they were like, we are victims. We didn't know that they were cage fighters. And the judge is like, oh, so that would have made a difference? It's like, now I'm doubling your fine.
They should have forced them to bottom for the other ones, you know.
That would have been hot. That's the porn that you could...
Prison.
So that was really nice and very encouraging.
So, but did they charge him with a hate crime? Because even though...
I hope so.
I mean, because since they weren't gay, do you think that they charged him with that? Or do you think they just charged them with... you know, with like disorderly contact or whatever. I don't know what it would be if you instigated a fight since they weren't really gay, but they were targeting, you know, transvestites and or drag queens. I wonder.
I always feel that the fighting homophobia and fighting violence is not just again for gay people. It's also people who are perceived to be gay, who are also victims of the crimes. And I think it's encouraging to see that fact that in this instance, it had a happy ending for somebody, you know, had a happy ending for us, you know, and then of course it becomes a porno, it'll have an even happier ending.
A porno? Oh yeah, like remix that into a porno, that'd be very hot.
That would be very hot, or just recreate it, you know, like a cage fighters of the damned in distress.
Do amateur porn?
Yeah, I think, you know, that's what basically Sean Cody is. So I pulled up all-nighter last night, and I'm very proud that we have a brand new Feast of Fun t-shirt. It is inspired by Koyu Onatsukatsu and Madonna's Ray of Light video. It's a long exposure of a highway into fabulousness that is the Feast of Fun. And so you can go to feastoffools.net/store and see the brand new t-shirt. They will be shipping in 2 weeks. So you will be getting them soon. Shipping and handling is included.
Oh, where do I go? Left.
Where are we going? Left. Are we there?
We're there.
So did you get to see the design, Michael?
I did. It's fabulous. I love it. It's
What is it that, what did you like most about it?
Great, because you know I didn't see it, so now you're asking.
You didn't see it?
No, I didn't get back on the site this afternoon, so I couldn't see it, but I'm excited to see it.
Well, everybody's been Twittering and Facebook messaging me about it, and they're saying that it's the best design that we've come out so far with, and the nice thing about it is that it fuses some of the best images from Ray of Light and Koyaanisqatsi into one strong image.
Oh, there it is. It's that tent over there.
Yeah.
Is this the first time they've done this time?
So we are looking for parking here at the haunted house.
Pardon?
Yes.
Oh, so we're getting the star treatment for the haunted house.
Look at that. Parking spot right up front.
Free parking.
Right
where he is. He wants you to park where he is.
Okay.
Alright. So you guys get to walk along with us to the spooky haunted house. So you won't get to actually see what we're seeing, but we'll give you a play-by-play. So there's going to be...
Paint with words, Fausto. Paint with words.
Well, there's going to be a bowl full of macaroni.
Turn that off, please. Yes, sir?
Turn it off.
Okay, good. Thank you.
You mean turn my mouth off?
Yes, turn your mouth off. Sorry, I need to hear what people are saying.
Sorry. Can I put my purse in your trunk?
Yes, absolutely.
Please be patient. Okay, so we're walking to the haunted house.
It's a haunted tent.
It's a haunted tent. And you know the scariest thing is the evening news. Boo! Hi. So it's kind of like a waiting area.
They have diapers just in case you shit your pants. It must be
and
that
cones.
Scary.
You know what's the scariest thing about this so far? Is a line. It's a wait.
It's like Disney World. It's like they've got a line outside, so you weave in and out, and then you come inside the tent, and there's even bigger line. So it's like Pirates of the Caribbean where you think you see it, and then you still got to wait another 20 minutes. But
I'm noticing that they have the diapers because if it's so scary, we're going to crap in our pants.
I'm sure.
I wish somebody had those last nights.
I brought panties just in case.
Oh, my God.
Scott Baker.
Hi, Scott.
Mark Gillian, nice to meet you.
Hey, Mark. Nice to meet you. Hey,
I'm Fausto. Nice to meet you. I'm going to shake your hands there.
Thank you.
So this is the haunted house.
Yes, it's called Chronicles of the Cursed. Hades emerges.
And what can we expect to see? What is the most frightening experience here?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I will just say that you need to see it for yourself because everything is scary to some other individual. I mean, it's
scary to you.
Oh, my gosh. To me, it's the crush. It's these rooms where you just don't ever know what's going to happen. And there are people that are jump out and do things to you that, well.
Can I interview the monsters?
Perhaps you can.
They'll be like,
"Rrr!" Right. I don't think they speak your language, but.
I speak zombie-ese.
Do you?
I do.
Wow.
Watch this. I'll interview you from watching a lot of movies.
Is that a Rosetta Stone?
No, it's not a Rosetta Stone. I just watch a movie and I just go like this. Brain.
Oh, or is that after a Saturday night of partying?
Yeah, that's on a Sunday would be. After a hangover.
Exactly.
So where is this going to be and how long is it running? Because promote it. Here.
Sure, absolutely. It's $20 admission and it runs starting tomorrow night, October 9th, and it'll go through November 1st. For complete details and a schedule of events and the hours of operation, just go to cursedchicago.com. That's CURSEDchicago.com. And it'll tell you everything, the operating hours. They're open Friday through Sunday for the first two weekends, then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 25th through the 22nd through the 25th, and then the 28th through the 1st. So
do you feel that Chicago's cursed because we didn't get the Olympics?
Well, I think we were cursed because the Cubs haven't won in 100
years. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So is there a ghost of, like, sad baseball athletes in here?
Yeah.
There is. Awesome. Looking forward to that. You know, because I'm a big fan of athletes.
Oh, yeah, me too, actually.
You are?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, absolutely.
How so?
Well, this is a family show, so I really can't go in.
Okay. Awesome. Well, we're looking forward to it, and we're also very happy because we're hosting the Queer Night on Wednesday, Beast Feast.
28th, yeah, that's going to be great.
And I was really worried because my costume is very furry and very heavy. And so I was worried that it was going to be too hot, but actually this is going to be really good.
I think it'll be terrific because actually it's a little bit cool already. And by that time, you know, hey, it could be a very warm attire for you.
Oh, yeah. So what's your name?
I don't have a name.
You're like a Grim Reaper. Oh. And you're kind of like a little bit gay till you're flirting with me.
I flirt with everyone.
You smell really bad, though. I don't know what you have on. It's like a chocolate or something.
Chocolate. I like chocolate.
Oh, that's really gross. Don't touch me with that.
Do you like chocolate?
No. I don't know what that is. So basically, your strategy for scaring people is what?
Getting inside their head.
So you're basically trying to identify what they're scared of.
It's the freak out.
And you get their freak on.
Yeah.
Fright on.
Yeah. I'm not about scaring people.
You're about what?
I just want to get in your head.
You're a people person.
Yes, a total people.
And you like to drink. Okay, well, you have dirty nails. Okay, I gotta go. Oh my God, that was so obnoxious.
Well, that's why he's dressed up and doesn't talk to people, I guess.
Well, because he kept on like, I want to get into your head, I want to get into your head, and I'm like, just don't touch me with your goo. I don't want to get dirty.
Don't touch with your baby legs dangling from your...
I smell like chocolate.
We thought there was chocolate chip cookies in there. I went over to the table. I'm like, where are the chocolate chip cookies? I'm like, no, that chocolate you smell is Bomber's chocolate. The chocolate factory here.
Oh, there's a factory. Because I was like, there's a terrible smell.
Oh, it smells like chocolate chip cookies.
I don't know. It's like it's burnt chocolate. So it's kind of...
I think also, too, it's poison.
Oh, diddly poison. So really quickly, guys, we're going to be in Washington, D.C. for the National March of Equality this weekend. And there's going to be a fabulous party on Saturday night at Nelly's Sports Bar after Tom Goss's show. It's free to get in. It's, of course, 21 and over. But if you, the younglings can go to see Tom Goss perform at, I think it's the Ganymede Art Center is producing it. It's not at the Art Center. It's some other venue. But you can learn more about it on our website, feastoffools.net or feastoffun.com. Take your pick. Because we're still trying to move over to the new site. So what do we want to announce about Washington, D.C., guys?
Well, we want to hook up with people that aren't going to be able to hang out on Saturday night. Certainly, we would love to march with listeners of the show and like-minded spirits. And, Michael, you said where should we meet, or Chicago people are going to meet where?
The Chicago group is meeting in the northeast corner of Lafayette Park. So it's at the corner of H and Vermont Street and... right across from the Department of Veterans Affairs. So we're meeting in that northeast corner at around 11 o'clock and then marching or walking up to the staging area, which is up on I and 15th Street.
It's fabulous.
Exactly.
That didn't mean anything, but can you give me like a Google map or something?
Actually, if you want to go, I can give you a URL. I have a shortcut for my map, but I have other stuff on there.
Marco put it up on the website, right?
Yeah. I will put it up on the website as long as Michael gives it to me in a timely manner.
So the reason that we're not inside the haunted house now is because they're still putting on their makeup. And I guess their makeup is that they pull out a bag of soil and they splash it on their face.
Because they're pretty dirty. And hunchbacks.
Did you like the hunchback?
I did. It was like Quasimodo. But the thing that reminded me of, because I just blogged about Quasimodo yesterday, because they had all the Disney princes, studified version of them, the cartoons of like Prince Charming, Tarzan, that guy from Atlantis, but they were all like sexed up and shirtless and looking kind of gay, I have to say. But there was no Quasimodo.
I was really upset at Van Man, who compared me to the queeniest of them all.
Which one was that?
The guy, the Incan prince that was voiced by David Spade in The Emperor's Last Groove.
Oh, the one that turned into a donkey or a llama?
Yes.
A llama, right?
I was like, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Van Man.
Jesus Christ, Van
but
Man.
You had your favorite actress in it, or the kits.
I did like that voice very much. It was wonderful.
She was like the coyote in that movie. Always chasing.
No, she played the Willie Coyote in the Roadrunner.
Wile E. Coyote.
She played an evil, evil Incan witch who wanted to get the.
She played herself.
Yeah. She's like, what? What? Okay, read that. I'll do it. Yeah.
What? What? Girl, get off me. Get your hands off me, girl.
That's what Eartha's last words were to my sister.
Get your hands off of me.
Unhand me.
Security. Security.
True story. You don't understand. My brother loves you. He loves you.
Yeah, it was me, Eartha Kitt, Mark Felian, and our friend Lucas. We were at a cabaret bar watching Eartha Kitt getting ready to perform, and she happened to sit right next to us. And my little sister had a couple of drinks inside her, and she was like demanding that Eartha Kitt pay respect to her, one of her biggest fans, me. And my sister grabbed her and shook this 5-foot-tall
80-year-old woman.
Yeah. My strong lesbian sister who lifts weights.
Listen to me, Eartha Kitt.
And she's like,
who do you think you are?
Eartha was kind of half asleep before my sister started talking. She was all awake.
I better be on my toes.
Girl, get your hands off me.
That was my Eartha. I thought it was funny, but at the time it was like horrifying. I was like, please don't break the diva.
So I want to say, listen, it's Halloween is coming up and stuff like that. So when was the first time that you had like a gay Halloween? Like that means like going in drag or maybe just like, I don't know.
The gayest Halloween experience.
Yes, your gayest Halloween experience.
God, my act was actually just a couple years ago when I went as Miss Swan from Mad TV.
You did?
I did. And my boyfriend.
I remember that.
That was before I met you, boy.
Oh, I wish I would have known you then.
And my boyfriend at the time went as Holly Golightly from Audrey Hepburn from.
Oh, yeah.
Breakfast at Tiffany's,
Breakfast at Tiffany's.
And so we get to the party, and everybody's like, "Oh, you're Miss Swan, you're Miss Swan," and they're like, "Are you Carrie Donovan from the old Navy commercials?" he was not happy about that at all.
Carrie Donovan. Now, Carrie Donovan's the old lady with the glasses.
Yeah, from the old. She was a.
Mad about those cargo shorts.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't know who was she. Was she?
She was a fashion editor.
Oh, okay. Like, what's
I think for Vogue, or she was not with Vogue.
Yeah, she was like the Anna Wintour from like 30 years ago or something, I think.
Yeah, before Anna Wintour.
Maybe not as big, I don't think, but.
She was like, I'm mad about the cargo shorts. That's basically what she said.
She had a lesbian relationship with, who is the blonde that used to do those commercials? I'm just making that up.
Oh, I was like, really?
I like the idea of an autumn winter.
Morgan Fairchild.
Morgan Fairchild.
It took us all that long to think of her name.
My girlfriend, Morgan Fairchild, whose career was revitalized by John Lovitz for a while from Saturday Night Live because he was a perpetual liar.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's the ticket. Yeah. That's so Morgan Fairchild.
First time you did drag for Halloween or had a gay Halloween?
You know, I can't remember any Halloween where I've actually dressed up in drag.
Really?
Wow. Yes.
I don't believe that.
I've never, for all the times and hours I've clocked in drag in my life, I've never actually dressed up in drag. Because for me, Halloween is all about stepping out of something that you normally do. And because drag is kind of commonplace for me.
Silky, when's the first time you did drag for Halloween?
I have a feeling that I did. I was trying to remember. And I think I did it, you know, sometime around fifth or sixth grade, and you know, felt that funny feeling, and
I didn't realize I'd be so beautiful.
Right, but had to play it off, you know, and you know,
what kind of drag did you do at fifth or sixth grade?
I remember being like Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz when I was really young, like in front of people. I do vaguely remember it. Dorothy, is Dorothy a character in The Wizard of Oz?
I'm like, who the hell's Dorothy?
Dorothy Gale.
No, this is Dorothy.
What?
Wizard of Oz.
Who the hell is that?
We're off to see the fucking wizard? Dorothy?
Is that a name of a munch? Oh! Judy Garland.
Did your pills just kick in or what?
You really had no idea.
I was like blanking out. I was like, who the fuck is Dorothy?
I was like, you were indignant.
Oh, that Wizard of Oz.
Exactly, that one.
I was like, what movie are you talking about?
If you would like to Twitter how stupid Fausto is, just include hashtag FOF 1072.
That was the biggest gay brain fart I've seen in a long time.
Well, I was just thinking, I was thinking, I was like, Dorothy? Was Dorothy the witch?
See your queer card. You.
I was like, because everybody goes, I'm dressed up as Judy Garland from The Wizard of Oz. You always hear that. So, you know. And I think in the movie, they don't really say her name very much.
Yeah, she does. When the tornado, she's like, Dorothy, Dorothy!
Right in across the sky. It's smoke from a fucking broom.
But of course,
do they?
Yeah, you wouldn't know who that
is. Yeah, I'm not familiar with that.
You'd have to read.
So, you know what, though? Gay men, that turns them on, though. Because you're like, I'm so butch, man. I don't even know about the fucking Wizard of Oz.
Oh, you're trying to play that way, homie.
What's your scariest Halloween that you've ever had?
The scariest Halloween? You know, my Halloweens are usually filled with candy and, like, eating and crowds. And, you know, one really remarkable Halloween I had was when I went to New York City. And I'm friends with Kirthy Fix, who's working on a fabulous documentary about Stephen Levitt and the magnetic fields that's coming out next year. Woo! That's something to look forward.
Levitt, is that his name too?
Merritt.
Okay.
All right. Dorothy, Stephen. Look, magnetic fields. Gay, pop icon. She's been following him and a crew for years and years and years. Almost 5 or 10 years. I'm not sure exactly the time span, but it's a significant amount of time. And anyways, she's putting out a fabulous documentary next year.
Hey.
But for Halloween, I think it was about 7 years ago, I was in New York City, and we went to the clock tower in Greenwich Village and watched the entire procession from the perfect vantage point with Chris Green, who's a master puppeteer. And it was remarkable.
Do you need a broom?
Me?
Yeah, to sweep up all the names you're dropping.
I only dropped two names.
and he got one of those wrong. So.
Well, three names.
He broke one of them. It's shattered.
But no, it was really fabulous, remarkable.
So it wasn't scary.
Well, it was beautiful. And it was a year. It was a year where they were. I think it was like Bush had been elected, and I think it was before the events of September 11th, and it was just a really remarkable, fascinating time to see something. And you know, because Halloween in New York City is a packed mob.
Oh, I can imagine. I could imagine. It's probably like Mardi Gras.
And in Chicago, it's like a low-key, fun party, street party.
When you were a kid, though, didn't you get scared of Halloween? Didn't you go trick-or-treating in Puerto Rico?
We did. We would go, trick-or-treat, Halloween, dame mano, chavos y no money, which means give me money and no peanuts.
Because I have a peanut allergy, is that what it is?
I guess. Kids didn't want peanuts, they wanted money. Dame chavo y no money.
Wow.
And so we would go, because we lived in a kind of like sketchy area of town, we went to the nicer neighborhood of Villamar, and that's where my uncle lived with his kids, and we would go walk around and we would get really nice candy. Of course, the problem was that there was always this elderly couple that had like a jar of coins. And if you actually got money, you were like, ew, dirty old pennies. Whoa. Gross. Whoa. And it was like 7 cents.
Was it nice American candy or was that weird Latin America candy?
It was nice American candy.
Okay.
Yeah, but you know, inevitably there was the Subi honey or the
honey bees. I
didn't like those. It was the Mary Jane.
Well, and Michael, you grew up in the country, so what was it like trick-or-treating in like the middle of nowhere?
You would get in the car and you would drive to the neighbor's house and parents would sit in the car and we would go knock on the door. Of course, you know, they saw you coming down the mile-long driveway, but we would just drive from house to house, and that was about it, you know. But we used to have like
party. So basically nothing happened.
Nothing. No, it was no big thing. I mean, we would dress up and there's a big...
When you live in the country, though, they give you better... You don't get as many, but you get better candy bars. Like, you get a full candy bar. Because they only have, like, but two or three kids that come to the house.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That never happened to us.
Because I grew up, like, in a subdivision, but my friends would usually come trick-or-treating with us because everything was very close by. And then there was also townhouses nearby, too. So the houses were even closer because there were townhouses. But we would also... one year I went out to their house for trick-or-treating and we would walk around and it's like you didn't get much but you got like kick-ass candy.
So, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's not as many kids. Or you might get a jar of apple butter.
You know what I really like? A jar of apple butter.
Oh, yeah, like apple butter and like...
Listen, this is the weirdest thing. Like in Puerto Rico, there would be like poor families that would knock on our door and you know what they'd be like? They would have like these makeshift costumes which basically like they would be wearing garbage, you know? Or something they found in a garbage dump, and they'd knock on the door and be like, we don't really want candy. Do you have any food?
No.
Isn't that sad? And so my mother would like make them like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and feed them.
Are you serious?
I'm totally serious.
On Halloween they would do
that? On Halloween.
Oh.
Isn't that just break your heart?
That does break my heart.
And there's still people around this world that you know, are starving. I mean, like hunger is a problem in the United States. In this prosperous country, there's still people who go to bed at night starving, you know?
Yeah.
And so a lot of the parents take their kids out trick-or-treating just to get food.
That's so sad. I don't know what to say to that.
It makes you cry, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's like Debbie Downer. too bad some children, candy is the best meal they'll get that week. And so, you know, and of course, Republicans are trying to, like, shut down, you know, breakfast programs in public schools.
Well, that's why they want to go, Chicago wants to go to school year-round so that kids can at least have two meals a day.
I think it's a great idea.
That's one of the big pushes that they're going for. And
kids aren't going to go for it, and the parents aren't going to go for it. But
kids don't need summer. I mean, kids in the city don't need summer.
Like
I mean,
in Europe, they go to school, like, they get a month off.
Yep. It's not a popular thing. You know who's pushing for it, too?
Cool.
Obama.
Really?
Yeah.
Year-round school?
Yeah. And to go to school on Saturday.
But it's also, too, like, the other thing is, though, too, like, conservatives, schools are run by the state. And conservatives are all up the butt of, you know, states' rights versus federal rights. So they'll have a real fight if, you know, if the national government tries to do anything with schools. They get all crazy about it.
Well, I say everybody, you know, complains about illiteracy and crime and drug problems, and you know, but they don't want to do anything that concretely solves the issue.
Like pay teachers and have better schools and better
give kids a reason to not be high all the time, you know? I mean, it's like, seriously, you know what the best anti-drug is? Doing things.
Exactly, doing things.
Have you seen that commercial? They're always like, my anti-drug is playing the violin. My anti-drug is running. And it's like, oh, doing things is your anti-drug. So if you, like, kill all the after-school activities and the funding for your public school system, then you're basically saying to kids, go get yourself a crack pipe and smoke it because there ain't nothing else to do.
What's happening with Levi Johnson, speaking of kids?
Listen, age is just a number.
You've been
following legal
on Twitter. And I don't know. I kind of wonder if that's his real Twitter account because he's Twittered us and stuff. So I'm like...
Levi Johnston 05.
But he just changed it because it was Levi _Johnston.
And I wonder who pointed that out to him.
What?
Me.
Oh, did you?
On the show. Well, I said it was retarded to have three underscores.
He changed it to 05. But I really do think...
You're welcome, Levi.
Because I've been following him for a while, and, you know, it was just today that he was twittering that, you know, people don't think that it's real and all this stuff, but I think it's him. I mean,
well, if it were real, why hasn't he contacted us yet, Levi?
Why hasn't he emailed us?
Yeah.
I want to do the Feast of Fun interview.
I want him to
hotel suite. In
to break any important news that he might want to talk about on our show.
Yeah, he should. He should.
I think it would be fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, it would be fabulous.
It would blow my mind.
There's lots of things to blow there, huh?
Can I come to L.A. with you now? I can rearrange my schedule.
Yeah, I think everybody wants to rearrange. You know, the thing is that when I told people about the possibility of Levi Johnston coming on our program, the first thing that came out of their mouths was, can I be here for that?
Of course you would have a live studio audience for that, right?
And I'm just kind of like, you know, I don't ask to go to your workplace.
to your job and harass you.
I don't knock the dicks out of your mouth at your job. Don't knock the dicks out of my mouth at my job. Wait a minute. That second half wasn't supposed to be there. I was supposed to say that quiet. Edit this. But today's show is actually unedited, unscripted and unedited. We're just pulling these things out of our creative, charismatic butts. It's fantastic.
Because we're like, it's a Halloween experience.
Yeah, we want you to sort of like, because one of the things that we don't do enough and we used to do all the time is soundseeing tours. And this is, although this is more like a delayed soundseeing tour because we're actually waiting for it to start. Can we go in?
It looks like he's probably pretty hot underneath that makeup.
Yeah, the thing about it is, it's really hard to tell if a vampire or a zombie is hot, or just hiding the flaws using the vampire or zombie getup, you know?
I think Quasimodo, the guy with the hump there, I think that he probably doesn't. He's just been wandering around aimlessly. I think he's got his part nailed down. All the other actors, are like, you know, they're off. You don't really see them. Where are they?
Well, part of it is that I think Quasimodo actually has not been hired by the haunted house. He just wandered off the street.
He's not part of the thing?
Yes. Oh. I was like, you're not supposed to be here. Get out of here.
Uh-oh, it looks like there's a gathering.
Oh, it's very scary. So right now we see a guy that looks like Svengoolie, which resembles the guitarist from Guns N' Roses that has his hair. What was the name?
On stilts,
gathering everybody around, looking fabulous and fierce.
Around, children. It's sort of like Hocus Pocus, but with.
Girl, this is like it's gonna take forever. I love you in Guns N' Roses.
My Guns N' Roses. Oh, my Slash.
Your Slash.
Slash, yes.
Where do we go now? Where do we go
now? Where do we go from here?
So you are. What are you seriously supposed to be, though?
A vampire.
A vampire.
Do I look like a vampire? Do I not sound like a vampire? Wait a minute.
So far away.
I have the perfect thing. Here, come here.
Okay. What?
No, give me your neck.
Okay.
No, do you want me to bite you?
No, I don't want you to bite me.
That. I mean, you seem like you don't believe that I am a vampire.
I just feel like every monster here has one thing in common. They want to put crap all over you.
I am not
like
one of those.
The ghoul had a bucket of chocolate syrup. I'm like, if you touch me with that chocolate syrup, that chocolate syrup will wind up on your head.
Don't worry, I do not want to put crap on you.
So you're the most you're the most courteous vampire I've ever met.
Courteous,
like nice.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, because you're like, oh, we don't want to get bitten. That's okay. I'll just starve to death over here. No. I'll just die.
Well, no, I will bite you. It's just not when you're not looking.
Oh, really? Well, I'm not looking right now because I'm having problems with my tape recorder. Because it's not... You're really tall. How tall are you right now with stilts?
I know I go from here clear down to the floor.
Obviously.
Get a shot of him come from behind and crawl through my leg.
Okay, so he wants
come
me...
Come
from
behind and crawl through my leg.
Oh, my God. I'm not going to go... So I'm going underneath the... Wait.
Now look.
I'm underneath the vampire being photographed. Hi! Mark's having problems with the camera.
Wanting to take a photo.
Your camera?
Problems. Yeah.
Why?
Why it doesn't want to take a photo. Is it on the right setting?
I don't know. You should have read the manual.
I guess I'll just...
Just kidding. Keep doing your... You're the gayest monster I've ever seen.
I'm an asexual monster.
Oh, he's asexual.
I have no preference.
You have no problems?
No preference.
You're not preference? Well, you're preferring me over my other three friends.
Because you like me. You like me. Admit it, you like me.
I'm confused about that question.
How can you be confused?
You're just asking me, you're making a declarative statement that I like you.
You do like me.
I think that you're fascinating.
Every time I come by, you watch me. And you smile.
Well, what else am I going to do? Stare at these
guys? Yeah, stare at your friends.
We're waiting in line and we're bored to tears.
I can't help you with that. But I can help you with everything else.
I think you want me to make out with you.
Not me. Somebody might not.
Listen, you don't know what kind of freaky shit I am capable of.
I built a torture table in there for you.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of torture?
Steel.
Steel?
Cold. Hard. funny.
Forget about the steel. Let's talk about the hard. The hot and hard. Oh, I like a man that has a good one. Hurt me?
It could hurt you. Yeah, it could hurt you. Yeah.
Really?
Then what?
I don't know. Mark's, you really scared Mark because he ran off. Did you see?
Is that Mark over there?
Yeah, he's frightened of you.
He's not frightened.
Well, then why is he running away?
He's casually walking away.
He's trying to pretend like he's not scared.
Of what?
Now, tell me about the things that are on your chest and body.
A talisman.
That's your talisman. It looks like plastic doll parts that you hot glued together.
Baby legs.
It's baby legs.
Leather and the bird skull and stuff.
So what kind of acting method do you use to get into character?
Everybody thinks I'm a freak to begin with, so there is no method.
So you're just being yourself?
Yes, I'm being myself.
So the walls that hide you down.
The alter ego.
Think now, do they guide you to say, do not touch the guest here. You can do anything you want to, but if you touch them, they'll sue you.
Yes. Well, I don't touch anybody. I just violate space.
I see that. So you, right now what you're doing is you're waving your hand around my face, and you're getting too close for comfort.
For your comfort, not mine.
Well, I just wish I could see a little more of the skin around your outfit.
This is all
it's like you're wearing this thing that's like a little bit, it's hiding.
Everything's hidden.
Do you guys want to talk to the monster over here? You're going to leave me alone with him?
You're good. He's all yours, baby.
Do you like my little teddy bear?
I'm sick of your teddy bear. I'm sick of your goddamn teddy bear. You keep waving that at me. When is the show going to start?
Tell them about the new t-shirt. Tell them about the new t-shirts.
What about the new t-shirts? Oh, so we have we have fabulous new t-shirts inspired. Don't care about the goddamn t-shirts.
Who cares about the t-shirts, man?
Listen, the t-shirts help to pay for the podcast so people can listen to your stupid jokes and come to their goddamn stupid house.
They're only your stupid jokes, not mine.
You're the one who's like, I'm violating your space. Well, I think that's coming sooner or later. If I'm going to be killed, at least I got to go out fighting. You know what I'm saying? Look, they can't hear you. Come over here.
Is he, does he have a nice body under all
he
that?
He does have a nice body. I felt him up. I felt him up.
Really?
Because he can't. Don't you go too far. Come over here. Oh, I hurt.
Oh, you hurt his feelings.
I'm sorry.
Well, when you tell somebody to go away enough times, eventually they go away.
I didn't tell them to go away at all. I just said, look, I'm trying to talk about the t-shirts because they pay for the podcast that helped to produce this show. And you're like, got your feelings hurt because he was making stupid jokes at me.
Really? But was he hot, do you think, underneath?
I think he was hot.
Really? Because
he wanted to make out with me.
Did he? With that thing? Ah, oh my God, he's got a rat.
You want to hear?
Oh, that's a real rat.
Good screams? You want to get some screams?
Yeah, let's hear it.
No, over here.
Is that rat had its shots? He actually has a real rat.
Yeah, do you want to ask him a question?
Oh, that is so mean. You're hurting the rat to try to get it to squeak.
Such a thing. I just pinched his ears. No.
So, that's so.
You scratch him a little hard and he tells you that he's liking it.
Oh my God, so the guy's actually getting his rat to on command squeak. It's really cute, actually.
Here, pull his tail, he'll scream.
Aww.
No, don't do that. No, let's get this. You'll get a great scream, I'm telling you.
Okay, let's go. We're going to get a scream here. So we're following Svengoolie on stilts. It's Svengoolie. The daytime television. Or no, I'm sorry. He's Chicago's answer to Elvira. So we're walking him.
People there. It's the girl on this side.
Okay. So, hon, are you ready for the show, for the freaky stuff that's happening?
I don't know if I'm ready. I don't know if I'm ready! He comes and he keeps screaming!
Why are you screaming? Tell us why you're screaming. Why are you screaming?
Because he's got a rat! A big rat! A rat! A rat! No! I don't want it! I don't want it! No! No!
You know, that's a real rat.
It is a real rat. It's not big. And then he tried to eat it a second ago.
Listen, think about it this way.
A rat is a squirrel with an ugly tail.
No. A rat is like my ex-boyfriend, and I learned how to stop dating those.
I got a question for you. If he had a squirrel, would you be as scared?
He'll talk to you.
I don't think I'd be as scared for a squirrel. It would still
You happen. Really are really seriously scared?
I don't like rats. Like I said, I dated a rat already, and I'm not interested.
We're going in circles here. I think it's a good important to... I think it's a good idea to confront your fear.
I don't want to confront my fears unless I'm getting paid.
Well, I'll give you a dollar.
No, I don't want a dollar. Don't you know that the U.S. money
you
is
know,
going
hold
down?
A but you are... But you are consciously here, standing in line, waiting to be scared.
I know, and I'm really excited because I think that this is really worth standing in line and getting scared for.
What is it? Why does a rat scare you so much?
Because rats have rabies and germs and disease and swine flu.
But obviously this rat is kept by him, and it's not going to give you anything.
It doesn't even matter.
So if he had like a cat or a dog waving it over your head?
It wouldn't be as bad if it were a cat or a dog. But there's something about me and rats.
Really? Rats is where it scares you.
To draw the line at
but
rats.
But this is a clean rat. It's a trained rat.
I know. I don't even care. It could be a clean chicken. I don't think I would want to see that.
So you wouldn't want a chicken on you?
No, no. Chickens and rats. That's where
you're at. What are you more scared of, a chicken or a rat?
You know what? I am a chicken, so I'll have to say a rat.
Really?
Now, today I'm a chicken.
Why does he like hold it in your hand? Because I think it's part of the haunted house idea is that let's go outside for a second. I think part of the idea with a haunted house is that you're supposed to confront your fears. You know? We're just saying, oh, look how scary this one is.
This guy is really freaky.
Now describe what you're seeing.
I am seeing a man transform into a werewolf. And I didn't know that as you change into a werewolf, you got three heads, but apparently.
I love those gloves, by the way.
They're amazing. Okay.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm going to be dressed up as where the wild things are for Halloween.
I love that idea.
I know.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be a pirate. This year.
A scaredy cat pirate.
Arrgh, matey.
I'm really scared of this pirate.
I'm scared of the treasure.
So you'd be a pirate who wouldn't want a chicken or a rat hanging on your shoulder.
Oh, hell no. I would be the one pirate on the boat who had, like, no rats, completely clean, don't swab the deck, don't touch me. Yes. Captain Clean, that's what you could call me.
Captain Clean. Tell us your name again. You're so fabulous.
My name is Summer.
Summer?
Uh-huh.
And what do you do in Chicago?
I'm an on-air personality at 103.5 KISS FM.
Oh, no wonder you're so fun and easy to talk to. You actually do this for a living.
I try every weekend. So.
Really?
Uh-huh.
And tell us about your program.
Basically, we talk about love lives, reality, you know, what people...
So you're like Delilah, a low-budget Delilah.
I'm like a low-budget Delilah because my ass is broke, but Delilah's scary too. Oh,
you know, I have no ability to... I know that she is pretty scary.
She's amazing, though.
Because she'll hurt you.
She is.
She hears this.
Yeah, she'll hurt me.
She'll fuck you up.
Yeah, she. Oh my
she'll
god.
Bring brass knuckles and beat you up.
She'll have my ass on a platter. Like, I'll whoop your ass.
I want to mess you up, girl. Summer, you from 103. What is it? V103.
103.5 Kiss FM.
Okay, it's not the ghetto channel.
No, we're the top 40 Main Street.
Hits and Dusties, V103.
Oh, no, that's our sister station.
V103.
V103.
If it's ghetto, we got it on it. We got all the songs your grandma likes to listen.
Where are you from?
I'm with the Feast of Fun podcast, the iTunes most downloaded gay and lesbian talk show.
Very cool.
Oh, yeah, homegirl. You got to come on our program.
I want to.
You're going
to
do it? Well, you're on it now, but you come into the studio.
Oh, my God. I'm totally about that.
You have to be fierce and sassy.
Oh, don't worry. I was born with those genes.
Fierce and sassy. Well, we love you. Summer.
Thank you. And your name is?
Fausto.
Fausto. I love that name. Magusalo. That's hot. Right on.
So we finally made it inside the haunted house. And this is a lot like Disney because you wait in long lines.
Yeah, you wait in long lines. Oh, there's a three-headed beast.
Oh, I saw him outside. Oh, dry ice. That's scary.
Oh, yeah. Smoky.
I'm dying. I can't breathe.
It's a little bright in here.
You know, the dry ice really masks.
It's the Chronicles of the Cursed.
Now, I want to hear that in a more Transylvanian accent. Oh, I got it. Sorry. Am I gonna fall or something? So I'm walking down into this pit. Oh, you're so cute. You look like...
Shut up!
You look like a club kid.
You know what's up? Cursed.
And this is...
Don't ask me my name. What is your name?
My name is Fausto. I'm holding up the line. I gotta move. Okay, so we're walking around. There's a bunch of people crawling around on all fours. Like they're the ghouls of the damned. And it's a haunted house that's still being built. So there's like, I saw a hammer and a power drill. Okay. Oh, this is nice. The floor's wet. Is that supposed to be that way?
I've been to clubs like this.
I think it's yours.
So this is a person that was lying in the corner pretending like they were dead and then they came to life. Oh, how scary. And now, hey, look.
Oh, there she is.
There's a club kid. It's the club kid. Is this thing gonna come up? I'm like,
don't get scared.
You're so cute.
Yeah, this flick.
I was kind of scared of how sexy you are. I was like,
You have to go first, otherwise I get all the.
Okay, let's go. La la la, who's gonna scare me? Who's gonna scare me? Is that it? The scariest thing is how short this ride is. Come
that
on.
That can't be it.
That can't be it. Is that it? Oh, WGN logo. Now that's scary. Now where do we go? Do we go this way? That way? Where do we go?
Mark, what do you see?
There.
Please don't hit me with shit. Look.
What?
I don't care what happens as long as no one pours crap on me. That's all I don't. Oh my god, is there somebody here?
Sausages?
There's like dead dolls covered in blood hanging.
That's like JoJo Baby's art.
Yeah.
It's JoJo Studio.
So it's like a club. Say that again.
It's JoJo Studio.
Why is it JoJo?
Because it's like babies hanging and bloody and stuff.
Ooh, so scary. This is a lot of walking here. Oh, this is really cool. It's a Chicago athlete.
Please help me. Help me, God. Why are you doing this to me?
What happened to you?
It's in me. It's in me. It's all over.
Okay, something's all over him and it's in him. Oh, this is a giant dragon. Is that supposed to like...
I think it's supposed to open up or something, but I think it's...
Not work. It's malfunctioning. Mark, fear is not a malfunction.
No, I'll let you know. Oh, my God.
You know, that was funny. He wasn't wearing anything. He just appeared out of nowhere.
Exactly.
That was the best part of it.
It's kind of cute, too.
I know. These are all, like, lots of hot guys here. You know, you could probably, like, have sex with somebody in here.
He's right here, I think.
Yeah. I was like, did you just molest
him? I scared
him.
Take that. Yeah, I grabbed his ass or something.
Oh, yeah, baby. Come here. Oh, fuck me. Pinch their nipples. Oh, I'm horny. So
bad boy,
horny.
Bad boy.
Don't molest me. You can. Oh, more creepy dolls. So they're not allowed to touch you, as I heard. So she's a creepy doll lady. What's your name?
My name is Boris.
Hi, Boris. What are you doing here?
I need protein. I need cockroaches. Do you have any cockroaches? Please, I'm hungry. It hurts so much. I need cockroaches in my belly.
Can I have some pizza and beer? Pizza?
Pizza. Well, it seems that ghouls and monsters all share one thing in common, Mark, is that they all want something to eat.
Wet floor.
Wet floor, guys.
Somebody
peed on the floor here.
I know, they crapped themselves. Now, this is a room.
It's T.S. Amelia's room.
It's a little girl.
Horror, they have a TV VCR combo.
Okay, what is this and what we're seeing?
This is it looks like a demented teenage girl's bedroom with a little brass bed and a chair knocked over. Don't look at me.
Oh, he's scary looking. Are you wearing any makeup at all?
None.
None. That's what's the most frightening thing about it. They just found these people. And here is another room. This is really good. It's very Addams Family. Well, I like it because it's minimalist. It's a sofa with a hunchback hiding behind it. And he's not trying to attack us. He's just scared of us.
Yeah, it's Quasimoto. Sanctuary.
You're going to hurt yourself.
Oh, it looks like he's detoxing from heroin.
Oh, Jesus. Honey, you need to tone that down.
If you don't want to clean the toilet, it's okay.
He's going to hurt himself.
I know.
That's a point of cry for X-Lax.
Yeah. And here's a room that something's supposed to happen in here, but there's nothing in here. Yeah. I like the rooms where nothing happens in them.
I know. Why is there nothing there? Probably because...
Oh, this is great. It's a giant room with a big plate of crap.
Limbs and things like this. Now, this is dinner at Gigi's.
My little girl. I lost her. I think she's in the wall.
Oh, she killed her baby. It's a bad mother. She killed her baby. She pointed to a stain on the wall and said that was her baby. Yes, you're crazy. And there's a hammock that is being used as a torture device. You know, what I notice a lot is a lot of the monsters are college students.
Well, yeah, I'm sure that they're young.
What? Oh, he doesn't want to play.
A lot of aggression that they need to get out, so.
You know, I bet it's really fun, though, to do this, because you get to, like, yell at people all night long.
Yeah, but wouldn't you, like, have a sore throat after a while?
Yeah, but you got to, that's why you got to learn how to project.
Dick, right, you know, so.
Well, you got to learn how to project, like acting students do.
Oh, you mean, like, I'm going to project at the Kathy Griffin concert on her show on Friday to ask if she's going to the march?
You better get ready.
I know.
Oh, this is great.
They're going to get kicked out.
And thus concludes our fabulous tour of everyone's fearful, frightened world.
I was so scared.
I was so very scared.
It was awfully bright, though.
Well, I thought, you know, a lot of the monsters happened to be college students, which is nice.
Yeah. They were hot. There were some really hot guys in there.
I know. I felt them a couple of up. They weren't expecting for them.
You scared them?
To get their freak on. I turned the table on a couple of them in. I was like,
there was one point
you're
where
so
like,
muscular well, for a monster.
It really was. It had that glory hole feeling, you know, that you know, what was that?
Brought back memories.
Happy memories.
Like the Bijou Theater, isn't that like one of those
Touché.
Places? Those
like
Steamworks.
Mazes, yeah. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Steamworks.
Steamworks.
Do they have a maze there?
Yeah, they have the sexagon.
Oh.
Suck ramp.
And the sex barinth.
What's that? Sex
barinth.
What do you think it is? It's a ramp for sucking.
I think you combine the word sex or suck with a word for maze. So it'd be instead of maze, it'd be like the sex aids.
You don't want that.
Or the sexagon. Or the
sexagon. So you're fighting.
Yeah, it was kind of like a nightclub-y, backroom-y.
Ecstasy-ridden heroin coming off of.
Just
experience.
A Saturday night on the strip.
That person took some bad acid.
I thought the most interesting thing was the person who had this scream cannon, because she kept following you, Mark,
yeah.
around,
yeah.
And then she, and I was like, is she going to pour something down that pipe or what?
And I was just like looking at her and through that hole. And it was when I turned my head to get my ear right next to it is when she went, boom. And it was really like.
No, she went, ah!
Something like that. But it was like a boom, like in my ear.
It was loud. Things that go boom. And then you walked down and there was another person with a sound cannon and you screamed in it at them.
I did. And they were like, ow.
See how you like that?
I know how these things work.
Yeah, but the best thing about it was definitely the hot guys who are pretending to be monsters that you could grope and feel. So pretty much, you know, it's a... gay men are going to feel very at home at the haunted house.
I wish the dark maze would have been like all of it.
You like the dark?
No. It was fun because some lady grabbed my hand. She thought it was somebody else. And we walked through and then she walks out. She's like, who are you?
Oh, yeah. I thought she was an actor
She was playing a frightened participant like the rest of us.
But it was interesting because she just grabbed onto you thinking.
Yeah, she did. She thought I was one of her friends, you know.
Well, people, we're going to say goodbye from Chicago's haunted house. So we want to thank you so much for coming with us on the sound seeing tour. And we want to remind you that you can comment on today's show and all our programs, whether you love them or hate them, at feastoffun.com.
Or through Twitter, just for this show, include hashtag FOF. 1072 in your update and it will magically appear on the site.
Remember, we're going to be at Nelly Sports Bar this Saturday in Washington, D.C. We hope to see you there 10 p.m. And before that, seeing Tom Goss perform live. And it's going to be fabulous. March wherever you can on Sunday, whether it's in Chicago or in the city near you or in Washington, D.C. I'm Fausto Furnaw.
I'm Mark Fillion. I want to thank our guests, Michael Liat and Mark Bazant.
Thank you guys for having me on and bring me along for the haunted house.
See you on the 28th.
Okay, everybody, can you do like a ghoulish goodbye?
Goodbye.